Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County's vaccine supply is still behind other counties in the state, even though the amount of vaccine distributed continues to grow. Campbell County is the third most populated in the state, yet has received only the ninth most vaccine doses. Wyoming Department of Health Representative Kim Detty says a number of factors are weighed in making decisions about distribution. Other counties are seeing more activity with virus cases, which could be a determining factor. Local health groups have begun working on restoring hospice care at close to home hospice house. The news record reports that Close to Home Hospice House hasn't offered inpatient end-of-life services for almost 6 months. Close to Home has been managed by Campbell County Health, even though the two organizations remain separate. A task force has been formed to investigate the issues with Close to Home, and it could be several months before findings are shared with the public. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Construction on Lakeway Road will be picking up in the next few weeks as the weather begins to warm up. The project has been underway for the last few weeks with not much disturbance to traffic flow other than Lakeway being narrowed to two lanes in places. The city is replacing almost 4,000 feet of Lakeway between 4J Road and Highway 59, including replacement of curbs and gutters, sidewalks, driveways, and valley gutters. The Wyoming Innovation Center construction project is about to begin almost 4.5 years after the planned carbon research facility was said to be coming to Campbell County. According to the news record, the $3 million project was awarded to Powder River Construction sometime last month. The project should break ground next week. The Innovation Center will be located at the former Fort Union mine site. When completed, researchers will have a place to test the commercial viability of various technologies.